Good morning, and welcome to another action-packed episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host, keeping the rich tradition of album rock radio alive, as we do every Monday morning at this time. Today we've got a lot going on, an unbelievable array of rock superstar birthdays to recognize. We've got new music by one of our cranky uncle rock stars, and of course Phil's pick, and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. So thanks for joining me, and let's get going for the next hour here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
save a bit of power. You got 50,000 watts in a big acoustic tower. Security's so tight tonight. Oh, they're ready for a tussle. Better keep your backstage passes, 'cause your promoter had the muscle.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. In the tall building sit the head of all nations, worthy men from Spain and Siam. All day discussions with the Russians, but they still went ahead and beat all the plan. Now up jumped the U.S. representative. He's the one with the tight eyes. 747 for him in that condition, flying back from a peacekeeping mission.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. But where it's going, no one knows. But where it's going, no one knows.
That's Nick Lowe from one of his solo albums, And So It Goes. And we heard The Cars from their debut and Bye Bye Love. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. It is Monday, January 10th. We are 10 days into 2022. How do you like it so far? There are many people who are calling for a do-over already. Lots of things to react to in the first 10 days of 2022. First, we've had our first real cold snap here in the Northeast. Temperatures in the teens going down, I think, to the single digits in the next few nights. And I can hear my friends who listen regularly in Florida and California snickering right now, but that's the world we live in up here. And there are lots of good things about it. That's why we stay here. There's also that unbelievable traffic jam on I-95 that happened last week, where hundreds of people were stranded in the snow on the roads. Thousands of flights have been canceled worldwide so far. A lot of people have been unable to get back into town who left during the holidays. And then there is our old friend COVID-19, Omicron. Late-night television, for some odd reason, has been hit very hard. Seth Meyers, James Corden, and Jimmy Fallon all have COVID. And the Recording Academy of America and CBS announced last week that the 2022 Grammys, which were scheduled for January 31st in L.A., have been postponed. They did not name a new date. This is the second year in a row that it's been postponed. Last year, it was moved from late January to middle of March. And they went with a combination of live and pre-recorded performances. It is unclear what the plan will be this year, but we should hear about that soon. Anyway, among all that excitement is the music. And we've got some good music here for you for the next hour. And we'll start with Phil's pick. My friend Phil from Watertown picks out some music that he likes to share with us and thinks we should be listening to. Let's check out Phil's pick for today.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Gin, Smoke, and Lies by the Turnpike Troubadours. They are a band based out of Oklahoma. They can be best described as a gritty country rock band with a knack for vivid storytelling. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Thank you. happy as a lark. But he wake up in the morning time, put him all to bed at dark. Put him all to bed at dark. Well, if you've been true, well, if you've been true, you better look me in the eye. For all I smell is cheap perfume and gin and smoke.
I ain't got no future or family tree, but I know what a prince and lover ought to be. I know what a prince and lover ought to be.
If I had to make a time capsule and put five songs from the 1990s into it, I think that might be one of them. Those are the Spin Doctors and Two Princes. And before that, we heard Phil's pick for this week. It was called Gin, Smoke, and Lies, the band The Turnpike Troubadours. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, I'm a sucker for those year-end lists, and I know the time is growing short where we can still share them from last year, but I did come across one this week that I wanted to at least mention. Every year since 1976, Lake Superior State University in Michigan has published its annual Banished Words List. It's a list of the top 10 misused, overused, or useless phrases. And I like this list, so I did want to go over it with you quickly, if I can. What they do is they get submissions from all over the world, and then their English department chooses the top 10. So here they are. And I have to admit, some of these I use a lot. So I need to be a little bit more aware of that going forward. But here they are. So the first one is, wait, what? And they said the question is an inaccurate response to a statement to express astonishment, misunderstanding, or disbelief. And you do hear that a lot. Wait, what? This one, the second one, is absolutely my pet peeve. I can't stand it, and I don't know why. You hear it a lot in response, instead of you're welcome, but you hear, no worries. And it is basically a substitute for you're welcome, but I'm tired of it, and it just kind of rubs me the wrong way, so I'm glad that one made it to the list. Another one, at the end of the day, that first appeared on the list in 1999, but it just keeps showing up, and critics say it is an imprecise measurement that things don't actually end at the end of the day. I don't even know if that's the right criticism, but yes, it does belong on the list. Some others, that being said, asking for a friend, circle back. About that one, they said, it's a conversation, not the Winter Olympics. Couple more, deep dive, the new normal. Yeah, getting a little sick of hearing that one. It definitely started with the pandemic, but as one person said, after a couple of years, is any of this really new anymore? And that's a good A good question. Supply chain, hearing a lot about that lately. And this last one really cracks me up, because if you spend any amount of time on Zoom calls during the course of the week, and I do that a lot, you're on mute. And it seems that in every meeting, in every Zoom meeting, somebody starts to say something, and they've been on mute and they don't know it, and people simultaneously scream out, "You're on mute!" So that is the tenth either useless or overused or misused phrase, according to the State University of Michigan in 2021. Back to the music. Speaking of the 90s and iconic 90s rock bands, Smashing Pumpkins on Rock of Ages.
Oh,
That is Rush, one of those bands that musicians in particular seem to love. That is from their 1982 album, Signals. And we heard the Smashing Pumpkins with Disarm before that. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, this is Ron LaRussa getting you up and out on a Monday morning. I don't know if you were with us for the last show of 2021. We featured all the new music that we played during the course of the year. And now we are about to play our first new music for 2022. It is no secret that Eric Clapton and Van Morrison have taken very extreme positions when it comes to the COVID lockdown in 2020 and the vaccinations. Clapton in particular is very outspoken about his opposition to the vaccine and the requirement that audiences for his concerts be vaccinated. And so over the last couple of years, I've tried to separate the men from the music that they make, which is really so good. But it's not always easy. And so when I heard that Eric Clapton had a new song out, I wasn't thrilled to hear it, but I wanted to be fair and give it a listen. And the thing is, I like it a lot. The name of the song is Heart of a Child, and as if to rub our noses in it, it was co-written by his friend and fellow vaccine skeptic, Robin Minotti. It was through him that Eric Clapton had first detailed the bad experience that he had after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine, and he blamed the media for the propaganda of overstating the safety of the vaccine. But all that aside, the music is good. This is new from Eric Clapton. It's called Heart of a Child on Rock of Ages.
Thank you. of this child. Don't let your tears drive you wild. Don't let your tears drive you wild. Thank you.
That's the Marshall Crenshaw Band, Whenever You're On My Mind. And the new one from Eric Clapton, Heart of a Child, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, let's take a look at some music news that has been happening over the last week or so. Remember a few months back I told you about the lawsuit filed by the man who appeared as a baby naked on the Nirvana Nevermind album? He sued the band and its members for child pornography. And my thought at the time was that this was a pretty obvious shakedown for money and that nobody would know who he is if he didn't go around announcing it pretty proudly all the time. Well, last week, a California judge granted the band's motion to dismiss the lawsuit, but not on the merits. It was because his lawyers failed to file an opposition in the required amount of time. So the judge granted the motion, but also granted an extension. He'll probably reverse the decision if they file an opposition by the 13th of January, which his lawyers have already said that they intend to do. On this date in 2016, David Bowie died at the age of 69 after an 18-month battle with liver cancer. His estate is the latest to cash in on the artist's songwriting catalog. It seems like we're reporting a new one of these every week. They sold to Warner Music Group. Sources told Variety that the deal includes Bowie's entire body of work, and the price tag was around $250 million. There is also an unbelievable slate of rock star birthdays today. On January 10th, I don't know, if you have designs on your kid being a rock star, you might want to shoot for January 10th. Because check this out. All celebrating birthdays today. Jim Croce was born on this date in 1943. Rod Stewart in 1945. He is celebrating his 77th birthday today. Donald Fagen of Steely Dan, born on this date in 1948. And also today, Pat Benatar, celebrating her 69th birthday. And we've got our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era coming up right after this.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
We're heading to the early 2000s for this week's one-hit wonder. The band Jimmy Eat World formed in 1993 in Mesa, Arizona. Frontman Jim Atkins and drummer Zach Lind had been friends since preschool, and they joined guitarist Tom Linton and bassist Mitch Porter to try their hand at music. The band's name came from a crayon drawing made after an incident between Linton's younger brothers Jim and Ed Linton, who fought frequently. And I guess Jim won the fight, but then Ed sought revenge by drawing a picture of Jim shoving the earth into his mouth. The picture had the caption, Jimmy Eat World, and it stuck. They released their fourth album, Bleed American, which contained this breakout hit, which reached number 5 on the Billboard charts and got a ton of airplay on album rock radio. They have since released 6 more albums, but have never reached the success they had with this song. This is The Middle from Jimmy Eat World on Rock of Ages.
Just take some time, a little girl, in a little out the ride, elephant, elephant, I'm really kind of shy, but I get this feeling whenever you walk by. I don't want to down you, I want to make you high. If you could see your way to me, come on. I've watched you for so long that I feel I've known you. I know it can't be wrong. If we just get together, I wanna make you see. I'm dreaming of your sweet love tonight. So mama, let it be. Let me take you home tonight. I don't want to lie, I just got to get loose with you together. I wanna make you see. I'm dreaming of your sweet love tonight. So mama, let it be. Let me take you home tonight. Mama, now it's alright. Let me take you home tonight. I'll show you sweet delight. I wanna show you sweet delight. Show you sweet delight.
From their very excellent debut album, that is Boston, Let Me Take You Home Tonight. And before that, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. It's a feature we do every single week here on Rock of Ages, Jimmy Eat World and The Middle. This is Ron LaRussa. We are winding down the hour, and I'm going to ask you to indulge me here for just a moment. I purposely didn't play any Christmas music on the show this year. Most of it, at least in the rock genre, isn't really that good. And you can hear it everywhere, so I didn't play any. But this week I realized that I had intended to play one song this year. I came upon it last summer, and I put it aside to play during December, and then I just forgot. And I don't want to wait another year before playing it. So, recognizing that the last thing you want to hear on January 10th is another Christmas song, I'm going to play it now. This is Blues Traveler. The song is called Christmas on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Comes the time for Christmas, and I really have to ask if this is feeling merry, how much longer must it last? I wish a one-horse open sleigh would come carry me away, but I've been waiting here all day, and one just hasn't come my way. Now excuse me if I'm not being reverent, but I was hoping for a miracle to hold me, wash me, save me from a righteous doubt as I watch helpless, and everybody sings, if it's Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, Solstice, Harvest, or December 25th, peace on earth to everyone, and abundance to everyone. You're with la la da 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 da. As you raise your Yuletide flask, there's like this feeling that you carry, as if from every Christmas past. It's as if each year it grows, it's like you feel it in your toes. And on your carol goes, harvesting love among your woes. I wanna buy into the benevolent, and I was hoping for a miracle to hold me, watch. About as the longing in me makes me wanna sing. St. Nicholas is right, and how the next day they'll get up and they will play in the still falling Christmas snow, and together we'll celebrate forever in defiance of the winds that blow. My God in heaven, now I feel like I'm seven, and the spirit calls to me as well, as if Christmas had made the winter warmer, made a paradise from what was hell, as if a cold I cannot sell the size.
your soap and sleigh would come carry me away, and I'll keep waiting through next May until Christmas comes my way.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Join me again next week at this same time. This is Ron LaRussa. Until then, stay warm. Have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits? Satisfy your 80s fix with